this is Yana KC, your girl from MP.
Hello, my name is Rabona Chabane.
Hi, this is Iman Kuteka.
Molweni nonke. Elam ikama ngukaraboko Daniels.
Goeiemiddag allemaal. My name is Esmeralda Ramsey.
I'd like to wish you a happy Women's Month.
Ke rata ho lakaletsa bomme le basadi kgwedi entle e atlehileng.
And I want to wish you a happy Women's Month.
Ndilapha nje ndizonqonela bonke abafazi inyanga emnandi yabasekhini.
Ali pragtige vroue 'n gelukkige vroue maand toewens.
And this is to all the strong women, may we know them, may we be them and may we raise them.
Nhlaleni bahle njalo.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. It is your host of the most back again this week with another banging episode. I go by the name of Karabo Daniels and you are connected on the Call Out podcast on Madiba's Radio where we connect, inform and most definitely engage with you, you and you. And of course, I'm not alone, but before my good sir introduces himself, I want to ask him, Ubuphi, last week, where were you? Rumors say that he was in the United States of America. Sir, take us through that.
That is crazy. Hello, hello, everybody. It's your boy, Uvi Sananokanom Chachu, your daily dose of sugar. And you know not to take me in too many doses because you might have diabetes. United States is crazy to me. I was in London. Not the London from England. So let's not even be worried about that.
So tell us, what were you doing in East London? Busanza, having fun without me? I see you. Okay. I see you.
Don't be like that. It was just a little excursion. But I will tell everybody next week where I was and everything that happened. I was a work trip and I'm excited to tell you guys everything that that happened and transpired there. Yeah. Otherwise, what are we talking about today?
Today, we are focusing on gender-based violence cases in South Africa and how victims are not, you know, getting the justice that they deserve. Mm. All right, then. But before that, I think we've got a news report.
Oh, yes, we do have a news report. Uziyanda Mloli. Take it away, sis.
This is Madiba's Radio News.
Indoda ivume ityala lokudlwengula nokubulala intwazana eneminyaka e-6 iza kuva kumhla wokuqala kwinyanga ezayo kuba uza kuhlala ixesha elingakanani na entilongweni. Umzimba kaSemahle Samane wafunyanwe Orlando East eSoweto kwinyaka ophelileyo apho ibihlala khona le ndoda. Kanti ke izolo ibiyimini evusa amanxeba kakhulu kwikhaya lakwaSamane kuba intombi yabo ibizogqiba iminyaka esixhenxe ubudala. Umama kaSemahle uthi basexhelekile belusapho kwaye kusenzima ukuyamkela le meko. Inqununu yesikolo iHosko Roodepoort kunye nabafundi abathathu babelekiswe esibhedlela ngomvulo emveni kokuba behlatyiwe. Oku kwenzeke kuba inqununu izama ukunqanda abafundi bebehlasela abafundi besikolo sakhe. Kukholeleke kubeni le nxewe iqale ngolwesihlanu odlulileyo phakathi kwabafundi beWest Ridge High kunye nabaseHosko Roodepoort. Ngomvulo abafundi base West Ridge High baye bahlasela abafundi base Hoërskool Roodepoort. Isikolo siye sethatha isigqibo sokuba abafundi bathandathu bebehlasela iHoërskool bamiswe esikolweni iintsuku ezisixhenxe. Kanti ke intwazana eyaziwa ngokuba ngubaby Nikita ibibekwe kwikhaya layo lokugqibela izolo eElderado Park eRhawutini kwaye le ntwazana kutyholwa ukuba ibulewe ngutata wayo. Amamelwane bathi beva izikhalo kwikhaya lakhe ze bafowunela amapolisa. Ngelishwa ke lenzwakazi yafumaneka kwikhaya layo sele ingasaphili. Tata kwayo ukwajongane namatyala amahlanu aqukudlwengula kunye nokubulala. Kwezemidlalo abalandeli beqela iKaizer Chiefs bebevuya kwaye bebhiyoza kumakhasi onxibelelwano izolo emveni kokuba iChiefs ibethe iRichards Bay FC ngenqaku elinye eqandeni. Ndinguziyanda Mloli kwindaba zeMadiba's Radio kamnandi mawethu.
Send your stories to news.madibasradio@mandela.ac.za.
Right then, thank you so much Ziyanda for that news update. So Visanani, GBV remains a pressing concern in South Africa. Today we're shining a spotlight on a critical issue that affects us all, gender-based violence. According to recent data, 115 women are raped every day in South Africa, totaling over 42,000 cases annually. The situation is dire, with 3 women killed daily by their intimate partners. So that is sad, actually, you know, being killed by a person that you trust the most, a person that you're comfortable with, and then that happens. So what do you think of the situation?
I think, yo, when we talk about GBV, if we talk about GBV, especially with me, then I will get in trouble because I don't think that it's an issue of, I don't think it's an issue that people make it out to be. I think it's an issue that runs deeper with tied into masculinity, with the experiences that men as a person, as a people are under, because it's not just about beating up a woman or beating up a child or raping, but it's about, like, as you, as yourself, as a human being, what makes you think that you can do that and commit all of these atrocities. For me, it just signifies a deeper issue that South Africa as a whole hasn't been really able to penetrate, you know. And what are the recent developments that have been happening around these cases of GBV?
The recent developments are, in a bid to combat GBV, the South African government has introduced new laws to protect women and children. The Domestic Violence Amendment Act of 2022 is a significant step forward, providing victims with more effective protection orders and support. The National Council on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide has also been established to provide strategic leadership in the fight against GBV. You know, as much as we say, you know, the government is not doing anything to try and stop the situation, they actually are trying on their end, but it's just that cases just keep getting out of hand. There's something new every week, something new every month, and they keep getting worse, you know. So, yeah, it's sad, honestly. It's really sad.
And I think no matter how much police go and investigate these things, and they try and find these people who are the victimizers and the perpetrators of all of these things, it won't really stop, because it's like cutting off the snake that has 3 heads. It just grows another one and it grows another one. The issue is not the issue definitely is women being raped, children being abused. Yes, that is definitely an issue. But then what we need to find is, like, the deeper underlying, but why is this happening? And the only way we can do that is to go in prisons and ask those people who are convicted of those such crimes, like, Funin, why makes you think that you can rape? And actually do a study on what led up to someone thinking to themselves that they can burn a woman alive, that they can rape and kill a little child. Because even in a recent court case, saw a scholar transport driver sentenced to life imprisonment for raping a 16-year-old learner entrusted to his care. And there's so many cases like this. There's so many cases where men use the power that they have in order to fulfill whatever they want fulfilled. Because for me, it's a matter of culture. Culture in South Africa is very tied into what's happening with rape, with abuse, because shouldn't be imposed upon another human being that it takes away their life. You know, it's just a sad thing to see. It's just a sad, very sad thing to see.
For sure. And you know what? Going back to what you said, Wisanani, we do have people going into prisons and asking the people who did these kind of stuff, but why did you do such? And the response is always, I don't know what got to me. I don't know what got to my head. I don't know this. I don't know that. So it's really kind of pointless. From my end, it's really kind of pointless, because these people are being asked, but then they don't have a tangible response to the question. Do you get it? So it's really sad. I don't want to lie to you. And we get new cases of GBV, rape, sexual assault every single day in South Africa. And it's sad that we live in a country like this as well.
I think my question to you, and this is for the audience also, but to you specifically, Karabo, have you experienced such an act of abuse or felt unsafe in an environment because of males and whatnot?
You know, Wisanani, it has never happened to me personally, but a cousin of mine went through such a situation. You know, it's quite sad. And now, mind you, the person who did this to my cousin is a family member. So every time we're around that family member that did that, we feel uncomfortable, you know. And she personally says she doesn't want to report the case. So we cannot go against what she says. But me personally, ndizikhuphile shame kuye ugailo. Yabo, I'm not going to mention whether it's an uncle, father, or whatever. But mna ndizikhuphile kuye personally, because how can you do such to your loved one, your family member, a person that you're related to, like igazi lakho, and you do such? I think that's absurd. Like, for me personally, that's absurd. So yes, this has happened to someone very close to me. And yeah, has this such happened to you, Vuyisana?
I don't think that I've personally seen it happening, or even to me, or in a sense. But then I think all of us, and there's two different issues with me in this sense, is the fact that as men, we've seen men who do such things, and it's up to us to speak up about them and say, like, hey, bro, that's your wilding. It starts with the little things. You know, you see your friends, you don't date an underage girl. Don't, like, it's things that are the littlest things, but then they can change a whole culture of how we think and how we do stuff. I think once men are able to call themselves out and say, then the whole culture can change. But then even with the topic that you're mentioning, I think it's a matter of power and the need for power over people. And people have a really deep problem and very wrong attitude towards thinking that you have power over a person, which for me stems back to cultural reasons that men need to understand that women are women and they are human beings with emotions.
Yeah, period. We're not toys. That's what I'm talking about. So for anyone who has gone through such, please, you know, experts emphasize that eradicating GBV requires collective action through awareness as well as education. Communities can play a vital role by supporting GBV-focused charities, engaging religious leaders, and encouraging public figures to advocate for GBV awareness. If you know someone, or you know someone that needs assistance, the 24-hour GBV helpline is 0800-428-428. I repeat again, 0800-428-428. Or you can SMS help to 31531. SMS help 31531. These are 24-hour helplines. People, if you're going through anything, you can definitely call on or SMS them.
Definitely. And if you know somebody who is going through a similar case, actually go speak to them. Go speak up for them. Because often people who are abused, sometimes it's underage people or even an older person that they don't even know that this is abuse. They think that it's a normal thing to be beaten up every day, to be enslaved in some sort of fashion or form. It really is. So what do you think is up next for South Africa as a whole in fighting against GBV, Karabo?
You know, the government is aiming to establish dedicated GBV desks at all police stations with 134 already operational. So at least we're getting somewhere with this. And I'm very happy that our country is taking, you know, a step forward to, you know, ending this, or, you know, getting forward to dissolving whatever's happening. The Thuthuzela Care Centres provide vital services for GBV survivors, offering medical examination, counselling, as well as support. You know, let's work together to create a safer and more equitable society for everyone. And Gyoko, this is our country, right? So sonke masihlalisane kamnandi. Don't you think so?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Let's build a culture of true manlyhood. True manlyhood is protecting, serving, and leading, not pillaging, raping, and killing, and beating up just so that you can feel more powerful. This is just a call out for me, to every male figure who's listening out there, whether you're older than me, whether you're younger than me. Remember that whatever you do, what are you teaching the next generation? What are you teaching your own son in the future? Do you want him to kill? Do you want him to rape? If not, then let's be the change that we want to see. But if you know that you have those type of thoughts in your head, please go seek mental help, because
Yeah, it's really bad. Fuisanani, I know you have some GBV insight, whereas in the Eastern Cape. So take us through that. What has been happening in the Eastern Cape regarding gender-based violence?
So Eastern Cape was actually ranked one of the highest GBV climates in the past 5 years. But then, ironically, the Eastern Cape recorded 1.7 decline in sexual offences, including rape, sexual assault, and contact sexual offences during the most recent period reported by Government South Africa. During the same period, there were over 2,400 suspected raids nationwide, leading to 4,264 arrests related to GBV, rape, and sexual assault. Specific provincial breakdowns just all across South Africa have been provided for us in a sense where it's like you see that police are actually trying to do something, but systematically, ikhona lento because it's a sinins as cases. Because if you really look at it, like in Zulu, in a sense where like around 1 in 3 women aged between 16 and older, they get physically violated. And it's a very sad thing where you have 1 in 5 women have experienced sexual abuse all across South Africa, not just in Eastern Cape. You know, there was once even this statistic where GBV was at its highest. Every 4 hours, a woman was either being abused or raped every 4 hours. You think about that and it's like, yo, like what is so wrong with the country? I'm pretty sure you've also felt unsafe, right?
Most definitely. How do you feel that the Eastern Cape is ranked the highest province with GBV cases, sexual cases? I mean, you live in the Eastern Cape. Same as I, you know, we live in this province and it's ranked the most highest, you know. Me personally, I did not know this and I don't know how to feel now that I know about this. I don't feel safe in my own space. And ungumntu, you're supposed to feel safe in your own environment because this is where you live. So you have to feel safe, you know. But now I think I do not feel safe. And it's sad that, you know, we have to go through such and everything. How do you feel living in this province?
I think for me, I'll speak out of ignorance, right? I'll speak out of ignorance of being a guy because I can go outside at 10 when I want to and I'm not stressing about anything. But then I think about my sister. I think about my niece. I think about my mother going out at the same time. They can't do that, you know, because we are in the place that in which we are. And for me, especially for my niece, like I have a little 2-month-year-old niece right now, and just I'm just reminded of her and the type of South Africa that we're raising her in, and it's like, yo, we need to be protectors and also guard against. Also, for me, I 100% believe in the fact that there needs to be a legislation out there that teaches young girls self-defense classes from grade 2 up until grade 12. For real, for real.
For real. Actually, sometime last year, Erez, we did get self-defense classes. So I think that's something that should happen more often. You know, it's very much needed. Women need to be able to protect themselves. And, you know, I think, yeah. So have you ever attended any, you know, self-defense classes, something? Nyana?
I don't need self-defense. On Funaya, my guys, straight up. We'll sort it out. Guys, I'm an academic. I don't do such things. I don't fight me.
Oh, I signed and Yagwa's giveaway now. But we suddenly today, we have something very special to talk about. I think it's very, you know, it's very dear to my heart as well. We have a special guest, everyone, today joining us today. She will introduce herself shortly. She is a representative from the Safe Night Drive. Madam, please introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Hi, Karabo Daniels. Thanks for having me here and greetings to you too, sir. So my name is Abongile Mhlobiso and I come here as a representative from Safe Night Drive.
All right then. So please tell us, when will this amazing, amazing initiative be launched?
So the team is currently busy with the final process of the entire thing, just trying to get a few things together before the official launch. Yes. So stay tuned on the social media platforms to get your updates.
All right then. So since I'm hearing that you're speaking about social media, where can we follow you guys?
So we're currently running an Instagram page called Safe Night Drive. Okay. That's where you guys can follow us. And there's also a petition link where you guys can access as well. Yes. Because obviously you're trying to run up numbers to
see
who wants it, where is it exactly. Just follow Safe Night Drive on Instagram and you'll be updated.
And then you can also find the link to the petition
On the Instagram page. Okay,
for those who don't understand, what would you say is Safe Night Drive and what is the purpose at large for Safe Night Drive?
Okay, so Safe Night Drive is unique because it's a woman's only transport, right? So it's designed to make women feel safe at night specifically. Unlike other services, the vehicles will be owned by Safe Night Drive itself, and all cars will be the same color with the uniformed drivers. Every car will also have water for passengers and other comfort features. Another important difference is accountability. There will be a dedicated branch and helpline for lost and found. It's a model built specifically for women's safety and peace of mind.
All right, then. Just a quick question, Abo, on that. You mentioned drivers and uniform drivers are at that.
Yes.
So will your drivers be male, female, or a mixture of both genders, or you're not quite sure of that yet?
I'm not too quite sure about that. But I think in terms of, I think for now, yes, there will be male drivers included, as we don't have a lot of female drivers. I think, you know, even when it comes to Uber, it's rare to find a female driver, especially at night, right? But the difference is that there will be background checks done. Checks are being done on the males to ensure our women's safety, you know, so yeah.
I like that so much. So, Abo, this organization has just been established during a time where South Africa is celebrating Women's Month. Would you say this is a commemoration for Women's Month, or is this cause still going to carry on after?
Okay, so launching during Women's Month was very symbolical because women's safety is such an important issue in South Africa. But Safe Night Drive isn't just about 1 month, right? It's a long-term initiative. The service is here to stay and to create lasting safety for women across South Africa.
Love that so much. And you know what? Me personally, I really think we need something like this, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely.
You know, given the stuff that have been happening in Summerstrand, to be precise, you know?
Just in Port Elizabeth. Exactly. I think there's a case every month.
Exactly. So it's, I think this is a very great initiative, and I really think PE women will love this, given what's been happening around PE and everything.
Abo, about Safe Night Drive, where are they going to pick you up? I mean, like, let's say you're a girl and you're just stranded somewhere. Are they picking you up anywhere in PE, or is there specific location and points at any given time?
So what the process, how it happens, right, it takes place. It's a thing of you contact your driver, right? So you indicate to your driver, please pick me up at this time, at this point. There isn't specific points provided to say, no, I can't pick you up here, I have to pick you up at this point. So wherever you are, they're able to pick you up at that point, drop you off wherever you're going. Yeah.
So drivers and passengers communicate through an app or
yes,
on a personal level?
Through an app.
Okay.
I think it's also to ensure that boundaries
was, for sure.
Yes.
All right then. So how would you say Safe Night Drive differs from other e-hailing models in the industry? What makes you guys special? You know, yeah, basically I think that's the question. Yeah.
Okay. So the difference that is made between us and other e-hailing services is that most e-hailing services focus mainly on convenience. But Safe Night Drive is created with women's safety as the top priority. The cars are uniform. Drivers are vetted and in uniform, and there are safety measures in place that offer services don't always provide, like a direct Uber e-hailing service.
All right, then. Okay.
And you, as a woman, why do you think that it's so important for other women to get to know about a Safe Night Drive?
Okay, so as a woman, number one, the entire initiative is for women by women, right? So I think I would love to get involved in this, especially thinking of, imagine every day of your life at night, you're wondering, am I the next victim? Yeah. Am I next? What if? No, is this the right driver? What if he takes me? Now I always have to be concerned about having to send my location to my friend. Is my friend up? So I think it also just closes that whole path of being uncertain of your safety, mm-hmm. because all procedures are done to ensure your safety. So you're not left uncertain or unanswered questions.
All right then, all right. So going back to how PE is not safe, how would you handle incidents or complaints related to safety or harassment on the platform, and what support systems would you put in place for riders as well as drivers? Because it can go both ways, you know, the passenger can assault the driver, vice versa. So what, you know, safety features do you have?
Okay, so I think when it comes down to the safety features, obviously you'll be provided with either a taser, mm-hmm. you can have a taser, or you can have a spray, right? Mm-hmm. So that way, if you feel unsafe, you know? Yeah, because like you said, it could go either way. Mm-hmm. Maybe the driver feels threatened and it's supposed to be...
Right then, Vuyisanani. I think that personally, I think this is a very great initiative. You know, as Abo mentioned, for women, by women, it's great seeing, you know, stuff like this happen. You know, women deserve nice time, and I feel like this is so nice for women. You know, an app for women, safe night drive, and everything. Yeah.
I think it's very much a beautiful initiative. I would love to see those posters posted around campus. When it's fully launched and fully ready, and just to see such an initiative being campaigned for and just out there, it's a very beautiful thing to see, and to make sure that our women and our sisters, our mothers, and our cousins, they're safe outside when they're going out at night. Because really, to be honest, you can't always be inside because you're scared of what might happen. But rather, having a safe night drive like this, it puts initiatives that that make life maybe easier in the current state of the world that we live in. Yeah.
Right then, as Vuyisanani mentioned, Abo, I really hope to, you know, see more of the safe night drive on campuses, you know, at the malls. You know, you guys just do your thing and just put yourselves out there, because I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of people that don't know about S&D as of yet, since it hasn't even launched yet. So I really think that you guys should put yourselves out there. And me personally, speaking for myself, I, Karabo Daniels, I hope to see you more, you know, involved in this thing, you know, in the safe night drive. And yeah, otherwise, Abo, I think that is it. Thank you so much, my darling, for gracing us with your beautiful presence here today. And Vuyisanani, are you ready to tell us where you've been?
Stay tuned for next week, and then we'll talk about every place that I travel to. We'll talk about that next week. Don't worry. I know Karabo missed me. That's why she's talking about this, guys.
If you guys listened to the previous episode, I told you guys that I would make fun of him. And I think now is my chance to make fun of you, Vuyisanani, because you are always on my case. If I leave for just one episode, hi guys, she was having lunch with Donald Trump, this, that. Listen, why is that, my good sir? Why is that?
No, for real. Karabo is a professional traveler, guys. You know, she doesn't understand.
Clock that.
Hey, clock it too.
Clock and clock.
You know, for real. Karabo is a professional traveler, guys. She doesn't know that she's a star in the making, but she must know. That's why I always say that she travels, because you will see him on these things when she's a Woolworths ambassador, and you see her on every single TV show that there is to see.
Whatever. But you know, it's good to know that you see me in that light. I'm so happy. I feel nice that you see potential in me, you know, because a lot of people see potential in me and I don't see that potential that they see in me, because I'm just like, child, I'm literally, you know. And I think we've come to the end of our episode.
But I think it really is the end of the episode.
Right then, Vuyisanani, I know that you have a segment for us regarding the IEC next week.
Yes. And I'm excited to tell everybody about the amazing things that I learned during that leadership council of the IEC. In part to get the lecturers from different universities. They were just there and just debating. Everybody was just talking about depicting what South Africa could be and the faults that it has currently. And it was just a beautiful thing to see and be part of. And I can't wait to tell everybody about it next week. So tune in.
Yeah, so I think we've officially come to the end of our episode this week. And you may follow us on our social media platforms, Madibas.radio on Instagram. Also follow me on Instagram, Karabo_Daniels, as well as on TikTok, Karabo.Daniels. And you, my good sir?
Guys, go to Karabo's there, TikTok. Remember, she's there doing the things. There, doing the lele. She does the dances. I'm telling you guys. Me, you can follow me at Vuya_ on TikTok. If you see an icon that doesn't have a profile picture and no videos,
that's me right there. Right then, Miss Abo, where can the good people follow you on the social media platforms?
You can follow me at abo.mhlobiso on Instagram as well as TikTok.
Right then, thank you so much for tuning in this week, my good people, and we will see you all next time. Mwazis!
You're listening to Madiba's Radio. Opula pule Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
Otecha deza Madiba Radio.
Omametwe Madiba's Radio.
Akalesa na Madiba's Radio.
Lalele I Madiba's Radio.
Ulaleli Madiba's Radio.
Niko chachareza Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio, opening up the waves for you to be heard.
What is up, Madibas? It's another week and it's another episode right here on Madibas Radio Podcast. And you're listening to Extra Time, Kalibitse ke Rebona Chabane, and I'll be your host. As per usual, I will bring you all things sport. Today, I'm not alone. I'm joined by a very, very enthusiastic football star who's going to introduce himself. You know him. You've heard of him. And yeah, he's back.
Indeed, Rebona, it's good to be back again and engaging with our listeners and talking all things sports here in Madiba's Podcast, where we inform, engage, and we connect. This is Ubonko Simsom. It's good to be back again.
Listen, we will unpack everything that has occurred over this past weekend, and we will also shed a light on the incredible women who continue to make an impact in the world of sports and inspire us with their resilience, grit, and determination in an environment that didn't always cater for women. From this past weekend, we had the Premier League, which was match week one out of the 2025-2026 Premier League season, and got off to a fiery start with current champions Liverpool asserting their dominance with a 4-2 victory against Bournemouth and making their intentions clear from the very beginning.
Indeed, Rebone. We have the results over the weekend that took place, the matches that took place over the weekend. We've got Liverpool 4, Bournemouth 2. On Saturday, 16 August, we've got Aston Villa 0, Newcastle 0, Brighton 1, Fulham 1, Sunderland 3, West Ham 0, Spurs 3, Burnley 3, where it was good to see Lyle Foster of South Africa playing in this match.
Yes. So I saw the highlights.
Yeah, it was interesting. We've got Wolves 0, they lost 4-0 to Man City. And on Sunday, 17 August, it was Nottingham Forest 3, Brentford 1, Chelsea doing a draw against the Crystal Palace, and Manchester United suffered a loss against Arsenal 1-0. This was a very big match over the weekend.
Yes, it was. It was the most spoken about match this weekend.
It was a big match between the two giants of Premier League, but it was a good match.
Is Man United still a giant?
They are still a giant, and they've made a good signings this season. So we'll see. We hope for a good season for them, because I saw the match. They were very good tactically, and it was a very good match. It's just that they were facing a very good side against Arsenal, who also ramp up their squad this season. They've got good signings. So
we're in for a pretty decent season.
Manchester United, they are gonna be on top four. I can say this season.
We're gonna come back to it at the end of the season.
Okay, and then on Monday, 18 August, we've got Leeds beating Everton. Leeds are newcomers of the Premier League, and they just did a job
against Everton.
So, and Man City are currently top of the log with 3 points on a goal difference of 4, with Sunderland and Spurs making up the top 3 for match week 1. Rebone.
Okay.
That's our Premier League. That's our primary preview for this week.
And then we have upcoming fixtures that are taking place commencing on Friday the 22nd until Monday the 25th of August with West Ham versus Chelsea. We have Man United versus the Spurs, Bournemouth versus Wolves, Brentford versus Aston Villa, Burnley versus Sunderland, Arsenal versus Leeds, Crystal Palace versus Nottingham Forest, Everton versus Brighton, Fulham versus Man United. And to end off this week's fixtures, we will have Newcastle versus Liverpool. What team are you again?
I'm an Arsenal fan.
Okay, it makes sense.
Yeah, I'm an Arsenal fan. But we say we are Gunners. Mm. Yeah, we are Gunners.
For sure.
And you are?
Liverpool. You know, all the girls like Liverpool. All the baddies are Liverpool.
I thought you said you were Man U. No,
nah, Man U. No.
It's good.
Last time I remember supporting Man United was probably in high school, and I only did it because it was a boy's favorite team. Okay. Otherwise, No. I told you that this year I've established my teams from the get-go, and I'm standing 10 toes.
Indeed, Liverpool is a great club.
Exactly.
They are Premier League champions, defending champions. So, yeah, that's a great club.
Exactly. And you know me, I only support winners. I only support champions.
Besides Orlando Pirates.
Okay. Whoa. You're getting sensitive. You're getting a bit sensitive. We're going to get into all of that. We're going to go into the La Liga with defending champions. Barcelona started their 2025-2026 campaign on a high after defeating RCD Malrosa. With the match results from match day one, we had Girona FC versus Rayola Vallejo. We had Villarreal CF versus Real Oviedo with a 2-2 win. We had Malrosa versus FC Barcelona with a 0-3 win to Barcelona. We had Deportivo Alaves with a 2-1 win against Levante. And then we had Valencia versus Real Sociedad with a 1-1 draw.
And on Sunday, we've got Celta Vigo 0, Getafe opening their games of La Liga with a 2-0 win. Athletic Club engages 3-2 winners against Seville FC. That was a good game between Athletic Club and Seville FC. Ribone, I did watch the game. It was a very good, interesting game. We've got RCD Espanyol 2, and this game was very interesting. Atletico Madrid 1. Espanyol just upsetted Atletico Madrid. We know Atletico Madrid are the giants of Spain football. So Espanyol just upsetted them in their first game of La Liga. And then on Monday, 18 August, we've got Elche 1, Real Betis 1. And yesterday, we've got Real Madrid opening their season with a 1-0 win over Osasuna. And we have our main fixtures for match day 2, which is on Friday, 22 August. Real Betis is going to face-to-face with Deportivo Alaves. On Saturday, 23 August, Levante, we're going to face-to-face with the FC Barcelona. Real Oviedo, we're going to face again with Real Madrid.
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't been watching sports. And that's because it's test week and my academics have just been all over the place. Yeah. I mean, I did watch last night's game of Kaizer Chiefs versus Richard Bay, but that's because I was hate watching. But I did watch that game. That's one game I actually did sit down and watch. And then last week I watched live sports. So I watched live sports on Tuesday and then Thursday when Madibas took on Dispatch in the under-21 Andre Radaman Cup. Mm-hmm. And Madibas have made it to the finals. So we'll see how that goes.
Congratulations.
We'll see how that goes. But moving on to the Betway Premiership.
Yes, Ribone. The Betway Premiership kick off in a full swing. We have got our second games this weekend that were happening, and we've got the results over the weekend and especially over yesterday matches. These are yesterday matches. We've got Chippa United 1, Test Galaxy 4, Durban City drew against the Golden Arrows, and Kaizer Chiefs emerged as winners against Richards Bay. Opus College FC lost against the Sekhukhune United, and Siwelele lost again against the Ipoluane City. So they started the season very
Shocked that they lost.
Yeah, they started the season on a high. They won their match 2-0.
Mm. There was a 3-0 as well that they won.
Yeah, they won their match 3-0, and then they've lost their last two. I don't know what is happening then. So they must pull up their socks, because this is Betway Premiership. If we don't pull up your socks right now, we're going to find yourself on a relegation zone, and we want to see them as they are new.
Especially because they're new, and we don't have Super Sports United anymore. There's big shoes to fill. And I had a lot of hope. I mean, I still have hope in them, because I think, like I said, it's just the beginning of the season. We still have a really long way to go. It could go... Anyway, but I was, like I said, I was hate watching last night, Kaizer Chiefs versus Richards Bay. Mm.
How did you make of the match?
Well, it was a good game. Mm. It was good. However, I'm sad that Kaizer Chiefs didn't lose. But that's besides the point. You know, like, I will give credit where credit is due. Mm. And it was a good game. I just wish they didn't win. That's what people are saying. Oh, my goodness. I realized when it was the NetBank Cup that I had so many Kaizer Chiefs fans on my contacts.
Yes, right now, as Kaizer Chiefs supporters, we are walking with confidence, even when we are walking on the streets. The biggest team in South Africa. We are born and now we are Kupua. So Ikos Alpelmoe. That's what I can say in the Betway Premiership in this week.
Okay, with the upcoming fixtures taking place on the 20th of August, we have AmaZulu FC versus Marumo Gallants. We have Magesi FC versus Mamelodi Sundowns. And then we have Orlando Pirates versus Stellenbosch FC. And all of these matches are set to take place at 7:30. How do we feel about these upcoming games?
These are going to be very good games between Sekhukhune United versus... especially AmaZulu versus Marumo Gallants, Magesi versus Mamelodi Sundowns, Orlando Pirates and Stellenbosch FC. This is going to be a good match. But the match that I'm looking forward to is Orlando Pirates versus Stellenbosch.
But I'm also looking forward to the Sundowns one, because Sundowns hasn't been performing very well. The way it's either they're drawing or they're winning just like, yay.
So you may say that Mamelodi Sundowns are not the Mamelodi Sundowns that we know from last season. I've also raised that when we are talking, like, Sundowns, I think their coach, I'm not sure about him. I do respect the man. He knows football. But I think there's this thing that Eshota Angumela Yenze with Mamelodi Sundowns, because he's got the depth of the squad. He's got everything. It's just there to utilize what you have as a coach. If you're experienced one, we have to deal with this. But I'm not happy with the performance in Mamelodi Sundowns. But we do hope today they're going to get the momentum ahead of their M10 fixture against Orlando Pirates in the second leg. So let's hope for the best for Mamelodi Sundowns.
Hey. Tough. With the MT8 semi-finals taking place, with the leg one results, we had Mamelodi Sundowns versus Orlando Pirates with a 1-1 draw, and then Sekhukhune United versus Stellenbosch FC with a 0-2 win for Stellenbosch. With the leg two fixtures, we have Mamelodi Sundowns versus Orlando Pirates taking place at the Lucas Murip Stadium in Pretoria. We have Sekhukhune United versus Stellenbosch FC taking place at the Peter Mokaba Stadium in Polokwane.
Yes. I want to ask you a question. How do you think, who's going to the final? Who's going to the final? For your own view, I'm just asking you, because Mina, I know my final here.
And what's your final? Or do you want me to give my rest?
I'm asking you first.
I think Stellenbosch FC, number one. They're taking that one position.
Okay.
And then it really is between Sundowns and Orlando Pirates. They both are teams that haven't been performing at their greatest. So, and the last match that they did play, they drew.
Yes,
so they're pretty much on the same level.
Yeah.
At this point, it's anyone's game. It could go either way for either teams. But of course, I do want Orlando Pirates to make it to the final to take on Stellenbosch. Mm. But we'll see.
My final is Stellenbosch versus Orlando Pirates, the repeat of last year.
Mm. I'm shocked at your response. I thought you were going to say Sundowns.
No, Orlando Pirates are going to go to the final. Like, in M10 East, they are very strong. Mm. This is their cup. They've won the cup 3 times in a row. So,
and how many have you guys won?
Let's not go there.
Right.
Let's just go there. But I think Orlando Pirates and Stellenbosch are going to the final. We're going to witness this final because Orlando Pirates, M10 East is their cup. We know they always find a way to make things happen in this cup. So my final is going to be Orlando Pirates and Stellenbosch, but we shall see.
All right. Heading over to varsity football with the second round of varsity football 2025 campaign producing thrilling results, with Wits claiming their second win of the tournament with a 2-0 triumph over the Durban University of Technology at Wits Stadium. UJ secured a late 1-0 victory in Bloemfontein against UFS, while the NWU captain Apelele Sibisi decisive header ensured a win over CUT. Meanwhile, the Tswane Derby ended in a draw with both teams sharing the spoils.
The results for the Varsity Cup, this is the AMAR results over the weekend. Wits 2, DUT 0. Player of the match in this match was Ngwati Molepo of Wits, and Northwest University won 1-0 against the CUT. Player of the match, it was Momolezi Ngwati, where Northwest University, UFS Kube Iqanda kwathi UJ kwaba 1-0. Player of the match lapho kube uSinenhlanhla Wakam Khanza odlalela UJ. Amatax, University of Pretoria kube yiqanda, TUT kwaba futhi iliqanda, 0-0 scoreline, and play of the match it was Edward Irangwe of Amatax. And ama upcoming features for the Varsity Cup, the upcoming fixtures, it is UJ versus Wits at 17, it's 5 o'clock at UJ Soweto Stadium, DUT versus UFS at Harry Kwala Stadium, your reborn Harry Kwala Stadium, and DUT, they are doing a massive, like, they are giving DUT a good support. I did watch their match against the TUT in their first match. Like, they are helping the thing because the OT have been they've been not participating in the Varsity Cup for a long time.
Yeah,
so they are very happy and interested to see what they are gonna.
But then that means UDubs is out. UDubs was playing last season and now they're out. So then DUT is taking this. So there's a lot of relegations that are taking place in all the sports, really. Even
indeed.
In netball, but we're going to get into that.
Indeed. And we've got the CUT versus the TUT at 8. It's 6:30 at CUT Stadium. Northwest University versus Amatax at 7:15 at Northwest Mahikeng Stadium. This is our fixtures for the upcoming Varsity Cup football. And we also have Isaso League match results. Park United won, and the Matibas Ladies won their match 4-1 against the Park United FC in the Isaso League game that took place over the past weekend. And we've got an Africa Cup of Nations Championship. Uganda clinched a historic place in the quarterfinals of the Total Energies CAF African Nations Championship CHAN after passing a 3-3 draw with South Africa at the Mandela National Stadium in Kampala, Uganda. The results, coupled with Algeria's goalless stalemates against Niger in other Group C fixture, ensured the Cranes advanced group winners for the first time, while South Africa, Bafana Bafana, was sent packing home. No crown begins on Friday, 22 August 2025. Africa Cup of Nations Championship, CHAN, reborn. Yo, what a match between South Africa and Uganda.
It's the fact that the drama. Game was 3-3.
Drama.
Apparently, there's so many think pieces about it. Apparently, some of the goals that Uganda took were wrong. There's a lot.
The match was very fascinating and interesting, but your referee decisions there.
Yeah. We were very biased.
you can totally say that they were little bit biased, the match officials decision, because South Africa were leading this match 3-1 until the 85 minutes, and then
all of a sudden
Uganda called the penalty. They added 6 minutes at a time, just imagine, who are playing away, and Uganda, they are playing home, they've got the crowd and everything, and over 96 minutes, again, it was a penalty, which makes sure
this... a tough weekend as a South African, supporting South Africa on an international ground. It's been really tough. But it's just out after out. But no, we're going to come back strong, and it's still no DNA, just RSA.
Indeed.
Like, we can't win all the time. We need to let others...
Indeed. But they know that's why dominant in sports here in South Africa. We've stood out in every sport. So we're proud of the boys. They did play their best. This was just a... unlucky for our boys during this match, because I think they played very well. I think they played very well. Their defense, their strikers, as we speak, we are out, but we've got a top goal scorer in the tournament, which is Thabiso Kutumela, which is a top goal scorer with 3 goals at the moment. So I think the boys played very well, and Coach Molefintseki did a very good job, even though that the boys didn't advance to the quarterfinals, but I think they did very well.
It's very commendable. But yeah, that brings us to the end of our football segment. But Bongos is not going anywhere. We're still going to catch him a bit later. But now I'm going to go into our second segment, which is rugby, netball, basketball. And I'm going to be joined by Ulolonga. Stay tuned.
Oh yes, I like
it. We're back, and I am joined by a very much... I had a football fanatic, now I have a rugby fanatic with me. And yo, you know her, you've heard her, but she's back. Like, the whole team's coming back slowly but surely. What's up, girl?
Hey everyone, it's so good to be back. This is Lolonga, aka the Sports Queen. I'm here to give you updates on all things sports, particularly rugby.
All right. So we have our Women's Rugby World Cup starting. And the stage is set. And the 10th edition of the Women's Rugby World Cup officially commences this coming Friday on the 22nd of August. And the opening matches are between hosts England and the United States of America. And they will take place at the Stadium of Light. And a team on rise after defeating the Black Ferns 24-41 at the Athlone Stadium in Cape Town. The Springboks women begin their campaign against Brazil, and they are the only African team in the entire tournament. Okay, so it's still no DNA, just RSA. Right, what's up?
And I feel like with regards to that encounter, they should win it, because in the world rankings, like, Brazil 25th and South Africa 12th, so... not
the odds are in our, the odds are in our favor. Like, they really are in our favor. What else is new?
Moving on to the Rugby Championship, round one of the Castlelager Rugby Championship brought a lot of heat. From delivering major upsets to breaking records, the opening round had everything. The results: South Africa 22, Australia 38. It was a dreamy start for South Africa, as they led 22-5 at halftime, even though Australia had a slow start. They staged a comeback for the ages as they took full control of the second half, outscoring the Springboks 33-0. Australia handed the Springboks their first defeat of their 2025 campaign. They will meet again this Saturday in Cape Town on the 23rd of August.
Right, we have Argentina versus New Zealand with a 24-41 win for New Zealand. Although it wasn't easy, the All Blacks remained undefeated in 2025 after securing a win away from their home against a physical and passionate Argentinian outfit. The two sides will meet again on Saturday, the 23rd of August. And yeah, it's tough. Two big games taking place.
I was so upset after that game.
The South African one?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what happened in that second half. Yes. No one knows.
And it was the first time the Springboks, no points in the second half. They didn't score at all. Like,
they got that 22 in the first half and they kept it at that.
Just like that.
Like, I don't know. No one knows. Everyone was very confused. I've never seen people so speechless after a game. Like, they can't even be like, nah, it's because this person wasn't kicking. No one had anything to say, because no one knows what happened in that second half.
And also, you can't necessarily blame it on one player or Rassie made the wrong selections in certain positions, because he did indicate previously that against different opponents, whatever team you select, that team it's supposed to deliver on the day. And also, it's important to note that he did indicate that no player will play more than 8 or 9 matches. So he's rotating between his squad, like the squad depth, and not the same predictable players.
Because now if he does that, then it makes it very easy for the other teams to get a hang of our gameplay, our strategies, our tactics, and you try to use it against us. But if Rush is constantly switching it up, it makes it very difficult for the other teams to have an upper hand against South Africa. So that's something you can commend him for, but at what cost? But then again, we'll see how this weekend goes. They've released the squad. I've seen the starters. Ox will be starting. It's very interesting. We'll see how that goes. Like, yo, this point, yay.
And I'm worried about the injury list. Because the captain, Sia, he's out and he will miss the Eden Park clash. So,
hey.
Moving on to the Curry Cup. The results from the past week, Suzuki Greek was 26 points to the Hollywood Bets Sharks 17. It was a tug of war between A-Link Pumas and the Fidelity ADT Lions. The Pumas only missing the victory by just 1 point. Toyota Cheetahs 31 over a winless DHL Western Province who had 24 points. Sanlam Boerland Cavaliers scored 28 compared to the Vodacom Bulls 20. Toyota Cheetahs currently sitting at number one on the log.
As they should. As they should. Shout out the Toyota Cheetahs. But I don't know what's going on with the Sharks these days. I don't know what's going on with the Bulls, because it's not looking good.
And also Western Province, they haven't won a single
match. I don't know
match.
What's going on. But one thing about Curry Cup, it will show you flames. You see Toyota Cheetahs is number one. Sometimes I don't even try to get too comfortable with the log standings, because things happen.
Every week it's a different team that takes number one. And also with the Curry Cup, what's interesting is that the teams that aren't in the United Rugby Championship, they're at the bottom, whereas the teams that aren't there, they're on top.
They're excelling. We should look at what's going on with the Bulls, what's going on with the Sharks, because they've been on a losing streak for the past few weeks. I remember when I was doing the show with Sam still, they were still not at the top. And I was like, what is going on? Like, yeah. And with the upcoming fixtures, we have on the 22nd of August, we have the A-Link Pumas versus the Sanlam Boland. We have the Hollywood Bets Sharks versus the DHL Western Province. On the 23rd of August, we have the Toyota Cheetahs versus the Fidelity ADT Lions. And then on the 24th of August, we have the Vodacom Bulls versus the Suzuki Griquas. And yeah, like I said, we'll see. We'll see next week. Next week, we'll bring you the results again. And then we're going to dive straight into Varsity Netball. And it returns for the 2025 season on Sunday, the 24th of August, with fixtures that are sure to keep you at the edge of your seat. Varsity College will be making their very first appearance in the competition after a relegation to TUT. Stellenbosch University will be hosting this upcoming round. And the fixtures are as follows, taking place at 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 7 o'clock. We have Matties versus UJ. We have NWU versus Varsity College. We have UP Tugs versus Madibas. And we have UFS Scorfsies versus Wit. All of the games can be watched on Supersport Live. They'll be streaming the entire day. And yeah, like, just watch out for those results. Because I remember we hosted a bumper weekend last year. It was so much fun. I enjoyed it. We're not hosting this year. And I'll forever complain about us not hosting this year, because we really missed out on a great experience. Like, it really is. And the fact that the matches run for one day, like, they do it back-to-back days, so it would be a Sunday and then a Monday, and then they take a break and then they go again. So, and I like that they're all at one university, they all hosted at one university, whereas with varsity football, it's each university has a game taking place, where with this one, it's one university and they're hosting all, how many games is it, four games throughout one afternoon. So yeah, you can catch that and you can stream that on Supersport. Of course, we are going to go into our spotlight for this week. And, you know, we like to shed a light on women in sports. This is a sports show and it's still Women's Month. So we're going to shine a light on amazing women who are dominating the field in every which way, in every single aspect, in different fields. Please start us off.
Okay, the first one is Tatiana Smith. Born in the City of Gold, Johannesburg, on the 9th of July, 1997, Tatiana is a retired South African swimmer who specialized in breaststroke events. She is a two-time Olympic champion and the most decorated South African Olympian in history. Smith won the gold medal in the 200-meter breaststroke and silver in the 100-meter breaststroke at the 2020 Olympic Games, setting Olympic records in both events and the world record in the former, and the gold medal in the 100 meters breaststroke and silver in the 200 meter breaststroke at the 2024 Olympic Games. She is also a World Championships gold medalist 2023 and two-time silver medalist 2019 and 2023.
We also have Unonkululeko Wakamlaba, hailing from Durban, KwaZulu-Natal. Unonkululeko Mlaba's rise has been quick. Before turning 25, she had already become South Africa's premier spin bowler and had crossed the landmark of 100 international wickets. Her turn for in a test against England in Bloemfontein in December 2024 was the first for a South African woman and added to her reputation of being a wicket taker. Whatever the format, whatever the stage of the game, she won the Women's Player of the Year accolade at the Cricket South Africa Awards that were held recently. Big up to Unonkululeko Wakamlaba.
Women are dominating. To touch on Ms. Smith, who's an Olympic gold medalist. Wow. I remember last year when she won her medal and how everyone was so happy for her. Even when she came back into the country, she had people at the airport with her, cheering her on, waving the South African flag. And you know what? We love to see it. We love to see it. I'm sad to see that she is retired, but that gives an opportunity for the new generation to come in and grab it and swing it and just honestly give it their all. Of course, to end off our women's spotlight for this week, we have Zenande Fonani. Zenande first began her journey in the media industry as a content creator, something she still does along with sports presenting. She quotes, "I've always been someone who liked sports. Growing up, I wanted to play for the Spar Proteas when I went to the university, but that wasn't the case. So fortunately, I got into sports management, which I studied." Close quotes. Zenande shared three factors that she feels can help aspiring presenters in the industry. That is networking, being open to learning and growing, as well as staying humble and being kind to everyone no matter their position. In 2023, she was part of the hashtag Here For Her campaign, featuring an all-female crew for the 2023 Netball World Cup, a campaign that will remain close to her heart. Her career ambition said it would be to use my platform to make a difference in other people's lives. I want to inspire, motivate, and encourage other people to pursue their dreams and never give up on themselves. There's something so special about a woman who dominates in a man's world. It takes certain grace, strength, resilience, fearlessness, and the nerve to never take no for an answer. And that was quoted by Rihanna. In the spirit of Women's Month, Supersport has announced a step forward in its commitment to women's sports with the launch of a 24-hour women's sports channel in partnership with the All Women's Sport Network, launched on Friday the 1st of August. On Channel 244, and is accessible to viewers on the Access package across South Africa and the rest of Africa. Speaking of Zenande, I met Zenande last year, November, during an international cricket test series. It was South Africa Proteas versus India, and I was cheerleading at the time, and then she came to the cheerleaders and then she took like a small clip of the cheerleaders and she let me hold her mic, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm holding the Super Sport mic, like, one day. And I already said to her, she's like, yeah, you just keep working hard. Because I told her, I was like, yeah, no, like, I'm just the captain. We're just here, like, cheering. But my real passion lies in what you do. And then she was like, no, just keep on working hard. And I said to her, I'll see you in a few years. And yeah, like, maybe we'll see her in a few years. But of course, that brings us to the end of our show. We've had an amazing show. Did you enjoy the show?
I most definitely did, yes. 100%.
Are you sure, like, your energy don't sound like you enjoyed the show?
No, I enjoyed 100%.
Okay.
Girl is happy.
All right, it's good to be
Kaiser Chiefs fan is happy.
Okay. They always do this. Like, they always want to, you guys always want to ruin good moments by bringing in your team into the conversation. You never see me bringing Orlando Pirates into, it's always you guys. It's always you guys. Even with Sam, it's always you guys.
We are happy. We are happy, Rebona, as a Coast Nation. But indeed, it was a great show. It was good to having us today, Rebona. It was very good. We really, really thank you for having us on the show today. And we hope to see or to have our listeners again in the next episode that we're going to have.
So when can people find you on your social media?
Bonkosi Msomi on Facebook, Bonkosi Msomi on Instagram, Delicious at 7 on TikTok. And remember, guys, sometimes we are tested not to show our weakness, but to discover our strength. This is Bonkosi Msomi. Thank you very much.
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok. I am Lolonga, both platforms.
Right. And you can catch me on all my social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok at Rabone Chobane. That's the name of the game. This is Extra Time right here on Madiba's Radio Podcast.
The best youth station in the Bay. Madiba's Radio.